Another dispatch from the world of advertising now. Slate contributor Seth Stevenson is intrigued by a current series of TV spots for the Apple iPod portable music player. He's intrigued, but also a little insulted. Here's his ad report card.
These iPod spots are simple, yet highly memorable. We see silhouetted shadow people dancing in a strenuous manner. Behind them is a solid wall of color, which flashes in neon shades of purple, pink, yellow, and green. In each shadow person's hand is an Apple iPod. We also learn that the iPod works with both PC and Mac computers. I myself own an iPod, but rarely dance around with it. In part, that's because the earbuds would fall out. Does that happen to you? Maybe I have narrow auditory canals. And in part because I'm just not all that prone to solitary rump shaking. All that said, these are very catchy ads. I don't get sick of watching them, and yet I also sort of resent them, as I'll later explain. But first, let's talk about what the ads get right. For one, the songs, like this one from Jet, are extremely well chosen.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
The songs are just indie enough so that not everybody knows them, and just mainstream enough so that almost everybody likes them. But as good as the music is, the visual concept is even better. There are never more than three distinct colors on the screen at any one time, and black and white are two of them. What makes it so bold are those vast swaths of neon monochrome. The simplicity highlights the dance moves, but also, and more important, it highlights the iPod. The key to it all is the silhouettes. Dark black for the dancers, and gleaming white for the music player and its earphones. What a brilliant way to showcase a product. Almost everything that might distract us has been eliminated, even the actors' faces and clothes. All we're left to focus on is that iconic gizmo.
So fine that I really want to make you mine.
Well, this all sounds great so far, so what's not to like? For the longest time, I couldn't put my finger on it, and then I realized where I'd seen this trick before. It's the mid-1990s campaign for De Beers Diamonds, the one where the people are shadows, but the jewelry is real.
What else is so rare, so naturally brilliant?
In them, a shadow man would slip a diamond ring over a shadow finger, or clasp a necklace around a ghostly throat. These ads used to be on TV all the time.
Here, give her the diamond that will take her breath away.
And the on-screen tagline, a diamond is forever. Like the iPod spots, these De Beers ads use shadow people to perfect effect. But what bothered me was the underlying message. They seem to say that we are all just transient shadows, not long for this world. It's our diamonds that are forever. In the end, that necklace is no overpriced bauble. It's a ticket to immortality.
A diamond is forever.
My distaste for these ads stems in part from the fact that, with both the iPod and the diamonds, the marketing gives me a sneaking sense that the product thinks it's better than me. More attractive, far more timeless, and frankly more interesting, too. I feel I'm being told that, without this particular merchandise, I will have no tangible presence in the world. And that hurts. I'm a person, damn it, not a featureless shadow being. If you prick me, do I not complain resentfully on the radio? Like diamond jewelry, the iPod is designed and marketed to draw attention to itself, and I think I prefer my consumer goods to know their place. If I did it over, I might opt for an equally functional but slightly more anonymous MP3 player. Because I'm the one with the eternal soul here. It's my stuff that's just transient junk. I give this ad a B-. It's perfectly executed, but with a mildly insulting message.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the ad report card column in Slate, and you'll find links to the iPod ads at our website, npr.org.